Reading to you from the 8th chapter of Luke, and with the 39th verse. Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 48 years ago at a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach. Now listen, again, let me praise the Lord and thank you, precious, precious saints of God, who pray for our ministry, pray for our prison ministry. The quartet, my wife and I, just Mother's Day, we were down at the prison in Olney Springs. Over 20 men came to Christ. Oh, I just love that chaplain. Boy, he is on the ball. And some of the men come up and said, we met you 3 years ago in Jefferson County, and I committed my life to Christ, and Cecil, I'm happy. I'm happy again now. Friends, listen, we hear that all the time. This is not just a fluke. God is saving men, and men are getting out, and women getting out, and they're doing something with their lives. So thank you, beloved, for praying for us. We just appreciate it so much. Thank you, dear ones, who've given support money toward our prison. It does cost money. That trip down there this last weekend cost $300 and some. So it does cost money to travel and go to prisons. But we're winning souls, and that's the most important. Kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. I'll be with you for 29 minutes. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the 24th chapter of Matthew. And let's begin reading with the first verse. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers manners. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. You say, well, Cecil, surely you're not smart enough to tell us when that end of time's coming. Of course I'm not. In fact, I'm probably not smart enough to preach on this subject, but I can read the Bible. And if you can read the Bible, you can see exactly what it says. How near is the closing time of this world? Well, let's listen to verse 3. It says, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of the coming and the end of the world? Well, what shall be the signs of his coming? Well, many people have repeated this question throughout the centuries. I don't know how many times I've been asked by young Christians, Cecil, do you think that the end is near? I most assuredly do, and I say that with joy. Because I tell you, friends, this next world is going to be so much better than what we've experienced. You may be rich, and you may have had all luxuries of life, just like the rich man did. But when he died, he went to hell. And what good is those riches when you don't have eternal life in heaven? Well, Jesus answering the question of the ages. This chapter gives signs of Christ's return. He is going to come back. Do they describe the conditions of our time? Well, verse 7, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquake in divers places." And boy, howdy, we're having them, aren't we? We certainly is. In fact, the matter is, Mother's Day, my two sons, you know, they've been down in Houston, Texas for a year and a half, working with Farm Bureau Insurance, their insurance adjusters. And they finished up down there, and they came home. They've been here for a week, and bang, all these tornadoes and things. And so on Mother's Day, they took off for Missouri, where they'll probably be all summer long. You don't understand, and I don't understand, the devastation of those tornadoes. Now, you say, well, how do they do that? Well, the insurance company says on the policy how many square feet the house is. Now, there's no house there now. It's all gone. So they got a computer, and they punch in the thing. It tells them exactly how many studs it takes, tells them how many rafters, how much siding, how much roofing, figures the price up, and then they turn that in, and then the next thing they do is settle up, and then they pay for the stuff that was inside, the contents. Well, it's coming, dear friends. Jesus answering the question of the ages. This chapter gives us signs of Christ's return. Do they describe conditions of our time? I would think so. There's rumors of war, it says in 6 and 7. Wars have been evident throughout history. My stars, at 78, I've seen several wars. I sure have. And we're going to see more. This mess over there in the Far East, I'm going to tell you something, friends. It is no joke. You say, well, we got the best Army and Navy and Marines. We do. We certainly do. But I tell you, you better pray for your servicemen and women, because they're in harm's way every moment of the day. They can't walk down the street. Some crazy religious fanatic might take a pot shot and blow their brains out. That's happening every stinking day. In our time, however, war is far more deadly. Why do I say that? The weapons of immense power to maim and kill, weapons that will reach across continents in minutes. I saw the devastation of the atomic bomb in Japan. And friends, I don't ever want to see anything like that again. Oh, we were at Nagasaki. We took Marines in there to invasion troops to go in there and maintain the country. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. A huge city, nothing standing. So, we even have bombs that'll make that atomic bomb look like a firecracker. Even the H-bomb, and on. So, we have a lot of weapons, and our enemies have a lot of weapons. And I will tell you one thing for sure, if Saddam hadn't have been brought down, we would have been hit real hard. In fact, the matter is, his bunch is going to keep on hitting us. No, friends, we're living in troubled times. Paul adds the peace dimensions to this prophecy. Peace to seem almost within our grasp, and then the passion for East in the Middle East. Listen, success for lasting peace, it seems to be promising, and then what happened? Suddenly, destruction. I know they have a peace program, and I am not a politician. They have a peace program between the Palestinians and Israel, and it's not going to work. It never will work. That never will work. There'll never be peace there. Verse 7, it says, "For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers manners." This is the worst tornado weather the Midwest has ever seen. That's what they say. I don't know, but that's what they say. Famines brought by floods and drought, pestilent, diseases from disaster. Look at the SARS disease. Look at the HIV. The SARS thing is a serious situation. And it could, if it wasn't checked, could wipe out a nation. It's here in America. It's in Canada. It's in over in the Philippines. It's all over the world. Unless God prevails, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Storms that make medical treatments difficult. They can't deal with the SARS. They have the world's greatest scientists working on this silly thing all over the world. You remember when our president, Kennedy, was shot down in Texas. He had the world's greatest doctor. They couldn't save his life. It's appointed a man wants to die in the judgment thereafter. When your time and my time on this earth is over, that's it. There's no release from this war. Breeding places for multiplying bacteria. We've got all this silly thing about these mosquitoes. That's increasing every day. Earthquakes increasing steadily and becoming more violent. Now, signs in the nation. Verse 32, it says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When this branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Oh, friends, don't take my word for it. Please don't take my word for it. Go in the Bible. Look for yourself. It'll tell you. But I will tell you this. You won't be able to understand it until you have the Spirit of God living in your heart. How do you get the Spirit of God living in your heart? By being born again. That's right. Then you can understand this book. Otherwise, it's all Greek to you. Now, here's the signs of the nation. The sign of Israel, now a nation. Remember the fig tree? See, that was prophesied many years before that Israel would become a nation. And look at the problems that they've been facing ever since. China's growing military capabilities are fantastic. I don't know how many millions and millions of Chinese there are. But I tell you, it's a lot. The Middle East as a powder keg of the world. Now, here's a sign of increasing iniquity found in the 36th verse. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall be also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man be. He is coming back. We had the conditions of Noah's time. People living for the pleasures of the moment. You know, alcohol and drugs are rampant today. They're bringing in billions and billions of dollars worth of drugs coming across the Mexican border. Coming aboard shipboard, coming even, yes, through our servicemen sometimes are bringing drugs back on airplanes. They did during when I was the director of the mission of Grand Forks. They were bringing drugs in. Violent increasing everywhere. Remember up here at your school up here? Every time they turn around, that stinking college is having some kind of a fight. Girls are being raped. Girls are being killed. No. The conditions also is to be like that in Sodom. And morality and morality on the increase. Perversion accepted as normal, and it is here today. You don't dare say anything about a homosexual or a lesbian. You know, I don't hate those people, believe it or not. I sure don't hate them. I sure don't agree with her. And I know what the Bible says, what's going to happen to them. If they don't repent of their sins and trust Jesus, they're going to hell. That's what the Bible said. Don't get on my case. I'm just repeating what the Bible says, what Almighty God has given us in advance. That's why, beloved, it's so good to look in the Bible. Find out these things for yourself. You don't have to hear it from me or for anybody else. Read it yourself. Now, do you see these signs on the rise today? I sure hope you can. What are you doing to prepare for a closing time? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Are you living daily in His will? Are you seizing opportunities to tell others of Him? Well, beloved, how near is the closing time? I do not know, but I will assure you it's happening. It's going to happen. And if you're not saved, you're going to see what that terrible 7 years is going to be. Let me ask you, beloved, are you ready for that time? Supposing that He would come tonight, would you be ready? Is your name in the Lamb Book of Life? Do you know where you'll spend eternity? That's the one thing I've always said, you know that. Be sure you know where you're going to be, where you're going to go. I don't care where you go to church. I don't care what religion you're involved with. I'm concerned only where you spend eternity. If the Holy Spirit of God is tugging at your heart tonight, I would urge you, I would beg with you, I would plead with you. Bow your head right now and pray this powerful, powerful prayer. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm repenting of my sin and opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. I don't care where you go to church, but oh, dear friends, I care where you spend eternity. Yes, Jesus is coming back. Yes, we're getting down to the end of time, but you still have a chance to trust Him tonight. I beg of you, trust Him. And listen, if you feel I can help you spiritually, get on the phone and call me. I'd be glad to talk to you. I won't jump on you. I won't. I'm only concerned that you get help. So I'm waiting for your call, 303-471-8534. You know, friends, I need to give you my mailing address. It's Mo Evangelistic Association. There's 9621 South Burberry, B-U-R-B-E-R-R-Y, Burberry Lane, Highlands Ranch, 80129. Now, friends, I told you before, and I mean what I said, as soon as my home base thing gets going here so we can get some money, we get some money, but not enough yet, I won't ask you no more for money. I won't ask any of you. But right now, we really need some help. Now, I have about 10 or 12 faithful people. They're the most faithful people in the world. Every month, they send a check in here. And they know what it's being used for. It's being used to go to prisons. And if you go $300-$400 a weekend, our motel is $65 a night. And we have had four rooms, you figured out. And two tanks of gas to go down and back, and our food. It adds up. And I really, honestly, am serious. We can't continue this going out of town if we don't get some help. So I'm just going to drop that in your ear. As soon as our little business starts taking off, then I'm not going to talk to you about it, because we've always supported our own ministry. We've never had churches or any people supporting us or corporations. But this time we are just going to mention it to you. The 25th, the quartet and my wife and I will be at the Jefferson County Prison. We'll be holding a service at 1 o'clock and a service at 2 o'clock. Be much in prayer. Oh, listen. This man walked up to me and told me, said, Cecil, 3 years ago, I met you in the quartet at Jefferson County. I committed my life to Christ, and he said, I tell you, I'm a new person. And several times over the years, these past 18 years, people have come up to us and said, Cecil, we love your quartet, we love you, and we thank you so much for driving all the way down here to be with us. Now, we go down there on Mother's Day and Father's Day, and the days don't mean a thing to us. Christmas, we go there just the same, because, and they appreciate it. So, friends, just make it a matter of prayers. A lot of our senior citizens couldn't do anything that they wanted to, and they do want to. But, oh, you can pray. My stars, that's so very important. You'll never catch me minimizing prayer. Anyway, I'm going to put it in your court. See what you can do this week, would you? And put on your check and money order, prisons. I would appreciate it.
Paid in full, that's what he said. Your sins are gone, that's what he said. My life was changed in a moment of time. My life was changed in a moment of time. Not guilty was what he said. You're washed clean was what he said. My life was changed in a moment of time. My life was changed in a moment of time. Clean, my sins are gone. Changed, new life to build upon. Lord, Lord, you are the one. I will never be the same. Guilty was what he said. Your washed clean was what he said. My life was changed in a moment of time. My life was changed in a moment of time. Clean, my sins are gone. Changed, new life to build upon. Lord, Lord, you are the one. sins are gone. Changed, changed, new life to build upon. Lord, Lord, you are the one. I will never be the same. I will never be the same.
Well, friends, for the past 29 minutes, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you, dear ones, for listening. Please pray for our little home-based business that we can be able to support ourselves. I love you people because you pray for us, and if we can be anything to you, let us know. Pray for this service next Sunday down at the Jefferson County Prison, that many will be saved. Until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbor. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.